This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Governor Polis says he still cannot say when the state will relax stay-at-home orders and social distancing measures. He also updated the numbers in Colorado. 853 cases of COVID-19, 1,624 people have been hospitalized, though some have been released. 348 people have died, up 19 from yesterday. One side effect of COVID-19 is that fewer people are going to emergency rooms. CPR's Andrea Dukakis says some Coloradans are afraid to go in even when they need help.
People who normally would come into an emergency room for complications of diabetes, abdominal pain, and other ailments are staying home. One doctor told me he had a patient with a kidney stone, which is a hugely painful condition, and she told him that she sat in her car in the ER parking lot for 2 hours until she finally decided she had to go inside to get treated.
CPR's Andrea Dukakis. Health officials say Denver will get 60 ventilators this week from the national stockpile. It's not clear if the shipment is part of the 100 ventilators that the president promised last week. Colorado Democrats and the Trump administration have sparred over ventilators, accusing each other of playing politics with the public health response. Governor Polis says FEMA claimed ventilators purchased by the state. FEMA says that was a misunderstanding. 39 degrees. It is cloudy in Vail. 51, mostly cloudy for Denver. Snow tonight for the metro area. This is CPR News.